binoculars here. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Actually, you picked those songs based on the title, right?
Sort of.
I think those hymn number one and the last song that we sang basically is the whole message.
第一首和我们最后唱那首歌实在是我今天讲到的内容。
So if you sang those hymns with your heart, then basically you have preached the message to yourself this morning.
如果你从心里唱这两首诗歌，实在你已经听了今天的讲道。
I would like to share from Gospel John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 38.
在约翰福音第十三章第三十一节到三十八节。
Gospel John 13, 31 to 38.
约翰福音第十三章三十一到三十八节。
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified.And God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you.That you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also ought to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward.Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times.
他既出去，耶稣就说，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。西门彼得问耶稣说：“主往哪里去？”耶稣回答说：“我所去的地方，你们现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。”彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿为你舍命。”耶稣说：“你愿为我舍命吗？我实实在在地告诉你，鸡叫一天，你要三次不认我。”
Okay, let's have a short prayer again.
我们有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege that we can come in front of you this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你给我们何等的权柄，可以来到你的面前。
That we have this privilege to worship the holy and the glorious God.
我们可以敬拜这位。这个圣洁尊贵的主。
We don't have to stand behind the veil, but we can come into your very presence.
我们不需要躲在幔子的后面，我们可以来到你的面前。
Because that veil has been removed.
因为那个幔子已经被挪去。
Through Jesus, that veil has been removed.
且靠着耶稣基督，那个幔子被挪去。
So as we come and sit at your feet.
我们来到你自己坐在你的脚前。
We pray for soft and tender hearts before you.
我们求你给我们一个柔软的心来到你在你面前。
That as you speak through your word.
借着你的话向我们说。
We will receive it as a fertile soil.
我们可以接受，就像好土一样。
To bear fruit.
可以结出果子。
To the glory of God.
能把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
What is the definition of glory?
荣耀的概念是什么呢？
If you Google it, dictionary.com will say very great praise, honor, or distinction bestowed by common consent.
在根据谷歌或者是字典.com这么说，他说是很高的赞美、尊荣和以大家这个同认的这个。大家一同相信的这种荣耀。
If you're like me, you probably need another dictionary to translate that.
也许你大概用中文字典查一查。
It is something that people, by opinion, say something about a person or a thing.
是大家有同样的意见。对另外一个人或者一个事物，这样同样的意见。
Praise and honor or glory bestowed by common consent by a lot of people.
所有的赞美、尊荣或者荣耀是大家一同同意的。
The verb form to glorify.
这个动词让他得着荣耀。
According to Google's Internet's definition, it is an exercise of personal opinion which determines value.
运用自己的根据字典上运用自己的这个意见来去鉴别那个的价值。
It is to ascribe weight by recognizing the value of something.
把那个重心放在他认为有价值的那个对象上。
So to give glory, we have to know the value of it.
我们要荣耀任何一件事或者一个人，我们必须知道那个对象。
You give $100 to a child, that child might rip it or throw it away.
如果把一个100块钱的现金给一个小小孩，他可以把它丢掉或者把它撕坏。
But you give something valuable to somebody who knows the value of it, they will guard it.
你要把这个有价值的东西给一个懂得那个价值的人，他才会珍惜。
Last night I googled the value of gold.
我昨天又查黄金的价值。
1 ounce of gold is worth $1,943.
一个盎司的这个黄金是1943块。
That price is set by how much people are willing to pay for it.
这是别人愿意出的价值。
As they would say in economics, it is set by the market.
不光是这个现在的经济，而是这个整个的市场价。
But there are things in the world and in the universe that we say are priceless.
在世上有很多的东西，甚至在这个宇宙中，是无价的。
Sometimes we see a sunset that's just so beautiful.
有的时候我们看到夕阳西落是如此的美丽。
The colors that's painted in the sky are just so pretty.
在天空的那个彩虹的颜色是十分的漂亮。
And if you take a picture, you know, that picture and that really seeing it is not the same.
如果你给他拍个照片，你发现你眼睛所见的东西和你相机上能够展现是完全不同的。
And when we look up at the sky on a clear, cloudless night,
如果我们就是仰望那个一个晴朗的星空。
And we see the stars.
我们看到天上的众星。
If you've ever seen the Milky Way, it's beautiful.
如果我们看到银河系是十分的美丽。
That kind of thing, that kind of sight, we say is priceless.
那些的, 我们看见的情景是无价的。
And we would agree that life is priceless.
我们也同意就是生命是无价的。
Those things we can't put a price on it, we can't put a value on it.
有些东西我们没有办法, 给它定价, 可以说我们是那些东西是无价的。
Those things are priceless.
那些东西是无价的。
The glory of God.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God does not depend on what we say or what we think.
神的荣耀不根据我们 这个所说的或者我们所想的以为根据。
God is glorious whether we know it or not.
神是荣耀的，不管是我们知道或者不知道。
Whether we see it and acknowledge it or not.
我们看得见或者是我们认同。
Because God Himself is inherently glorious.
神他自己就是 就是荣耀的。
The last song that we sang.
是刚刚我们唱那首诗歌。
The first line, I believe, comes from Psalm 19.
我第一节应该是从诗 诗篇 19, right? 第十九,
Psalm 19.
Yeah, 第十九首,
It says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀,
and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
穹苍, 来述说他的荣耀。
All a man can do is to agree with what the heavens declare.
人能够所做到的就是天地所 宣告的人来同意。
And say that God is glorious.
神是荣耀的。
But in order for man to agree with what the heavens declare,
不管人同意或者不同意, 穹苍所 这个宣告的,
man must first be able to see.
人能够看见的。
In order to see God's glory, a man cannot see God's glory until he believes in God.
人不能看见神的荣耀，直到我们相信 神的儿子为止。
Believers and unbelievers alike will look at the stars and say, "Wow, that's just beautiful."
不管你信不信主，你看到天空的星云，就觉得哦，很漂亮。
But it takes faith in God to be able to acknowledge that this is God's creation.
实在需要神给我们的信心, 让我们知道这是神所创造的。
And then ascribe to God the glory that he deserves through observing his creation.
来述说神的荣耀, 根据我们所看见的东西。
So man cannot see God's glory until he believes in God.
人无法看见神的荣耀, 直到我们相信神为止, 开始。
Man cannot believe in God until someone tells him about God.
人没办法知道神的相信神，只等到有人告诉他 神的存在。
In Romans chapter 10, Paul said,
在罗马书第十章那里, 保罗这样说,
How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent?
然而人未曾相信他，怎能求他呢？ 未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？ 没有传道的，怎能听见呢？ 没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？
So God in his wisdom had decided that he will send his son to man.
神根据他的那个永远的智慧，差遣他的儿子来到人间。
Even before the creation, even before the foundation of this world, God had decided and had determined.
在他创造以前, 在他立大地的根基以前, 他已经定义把他儿子, 降世为人。
I know that man who is created in my image will sin and rebel against me.
他知道根据我的形象所造的人, 他们会犯罪, 会离,
and I will send my only begotten son.
我要把我的独生的爱子送到他们的当中来拯救他们。
Through Jesus, the finite man can know the infinite God.
根据经过耶稣基督，让我们这个有限的人可以看见这个无限的神。
So we might say that Jesus was the first apostle.
神耶稣基督他是自己是第一位使徒。
Sent by God to preach the gospel.
神是奉神的差遣来传扬神的福音。
And Jesus, by his death and resurrection, will reveal God to man.
根据耶稣基督，借着耶稣基督的死和他的复活，把神彰显给人看。
When he had gone out, this is talking about Judas Iscariot.
这他们离开那里的时候
，Jesus said, "Now." Is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him.
就是这个犹大离开的时候，耶稣说这是神人子得荣耀的时候了。
To glorify God is to reveal God for who He really is.
去敬的荣耀归给神是显出神他自己。
To glorify God means to value Him for who He really is.
荣耀神是我们认同神在我们中间的价值。
And so, unless we believe in God,
除非我们相信他，相信神。
And our eyes are opened to see God.
我们的眼睛被打开，可以看见神。
We cannot give Him the glory that is due.
我们无法直到等到那天，我们无法把荣耀归给他。
To glorify God is to reveal God for who He really is.
荣耀神是能够这是知道神他自己是谁。
So Jesus became flesh.
耶稣道成了肉身。
And dwelt among men.
住在人的当中。
Jesus at this point at the Last Supper.
在这时候已经是最后晚餐的时候。
Jesus has spent more than 3 years with the disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒已经超过3年的时间在一起。
He lived with them.
他们生活在一起。
He ate with them.
一起吃饭。
They traveled together.
一起去外面外出。
They talked together.
对，一起交谈。
They got to know, the disciples got to know Jesus as well as a man can know another man.
耶稣这些门徒认识耶稣基督，就像其他的人认识另外一个人一样。
And Jesus said to them that if they know me, they know the Father.
耶稣跟他说，如果你认识我，就认识了父。
He said that he and the Father are one.
他跟父是合一的。
So through the 3 years,
经过这3年的时间
，through the conversations.
跟他们的一同的交谈的时间
，through observing Jesus perform those miraculous signs that point to his deity，
看到耶稣行那些神迹，显出他自己就是神。
Although they did not fully understand everything that Jesus taught，
虽然他们不理解主当时所教导的一切的东西
，they knew him，
但是他认识他。他们认识他。
They knew him personally.
他认识他自己。
It's not like knowing things and facts about him.
他不光是知道有这么个人。
They knew him personally.
他每个人自己里面都认识他是谁，有亲身的认识。
So Jesus as a man revealed to the disciples the glory of the Father in himself.
神耶稣他成为人子，向他门徒显现这个神父神在他的里面，父神的荣耀在他的里面。
So Judas Iscariot had gone out into the night.
犹大已经离开。
To betray the Lord.
他去安排去来背叛主。
And as Jesus had been telling the disciples, he will be handed over to men.
耶稣跟其他的门徒说，我要被交给人。
He would suffer, be crucified, and rise again.
他要受难，他要被钉在十字架上，而且他要三日复活。
In a matter of few hours,
只有几个小时以后，
Jesus is going to suffer and he's going to die.
耶稣就要受难，而且受死。
And he said, through that,God is glorified.
经过这样的受难和受死，神得到了荣耀。
To man, there is nothing glory about the death of the Christ.
对人来说，基督的死并没有什么荣耀。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians,
在哥林多前书，
that a crucified Christ was a stumbling block to the Jews.
这个对犹太人来说，耶稣基督的钉十字架是一个绊脚石。
And crucified Christ was foolishness to the Gentiles.
对人外邦人来说是一个愚拙的。
But this stumbling block and this foolishness,
这个绊脚石和这个愚拙
was God's chosen way to reveal His glory.
是神选择他的方法来显出。他自己的荣耀来。
And this glory is very different than the glory that he revealed to the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，神如何显出他的荣耀，跟借着耶稣基督显出的荣耀的方法是截然的不同。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面，
we see the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire.
神显出他的荣耀好像烈火一样。
The glory of God in the Old Testament is revealed as a consuming fire.
就像一个烈火一样，神显出他的荣耀来。
Exodus.
在这个出埃及记。
Deuteronomy.
在申命记。
Isaiah.
在以赛亚书。
And even Hebrews referring to the Old Testament.
在希伯来书讲到旧约的那些的记载。
Says that God revealed Himself to the people of Israel as a fire.
显出他的荣耀就像一个火一样。
We know that when the Israelites were rescued out of Egypt,
当以色列人被从埃及中救出来的时候，
God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of cloud by night.
神在他们前行。在白天是云柱，在晚上是火柱。
When Moses went up Mount Sinai to meet God face to face,
当摩西到西乃山上跟神面对面的时候，
the people saw from the bottom that on top of the mountain was fire.
在山下的百姓看到山顶上像烈火一样。
This is how the people of Israel knew God.
这是以色列人如何认识神的。
That God was a fearful God.
神是一个值得敬畏的。
That God was a holy and a righteous and a just God.
他是一个圣洁的，他是一个公义的神。
They knew that no man can see God's face and live.
没有人可以眼睛见神，可以而且能够存活。
And yet God was going to reveal himself in a wonderful and in a new way.
但神借着在新约里面，神向人一个奇妙的而且新鲜的显现。
God was going to reveal himself to man through his son.
神借着他的儿子向人显现。
Through his death.
借着他的死，借着他的复活。
Through his suffering and his death.
借着他的受难，借着他的死亡。
The disciples did not know or understand everything that they were taught.
这些门徒们并不知道他们自己在说什么。
When they followed the Lord from the distance,
他们在远处跟随主的时候，
and Jesus was being crucified.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，
and Jesus was dying.
在耶稣马上就要濒临死亡。
And they could hear Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do."
他们可以在远处听见耶稣所说的"父啊，赦免他们， 因为他们所做的他们不知道。
They can see in and through a person.
他们可以借着这个人所讲的话。
In and through a man just like them.
看这个人里面和经过这个人所讲的东西，就像他们自己这样同样的人一样。
The glory of God's love.
这里面看到神那个荣耀的爱。
Everyone who is attracted to this gospel.
每个人被这个福音吸引。
Everyone who is willing to put faith in this person.
每个人愿意相信他。
God opens eyes.
神就开他的眼睛。
Because before we believe, no matter what we think, we cannot ascribe to God the glory that He deserves.
在我们信主之前，我们无法述说神的荣耀。
Because without faith and without the Holy Spirit dwelling in us,
没有信心，没有圣灵住在我们的里面。
A person who says God is glorious,
有人说神是荣耀的。
Is just a figment of somebody's imagination,
只是人的小头脑里面的一些想象。
Or something that they heard.
有些是可能他听见的东西。
And of course, when they see the glory of God's creation,
当然他们看见神的所创造荣耀的创造的时候，
And they say, there must be a God.
哦，那一定背后有一位神。
There must be a God because all this could not have happened by accident.
如果没有神的话，这一切不可能偶然的出现。
Those are beginning to see.
这是人看见的开始。
But until their eyes are open through faith,
直到他们眼睛借着他们的信被打开的时候，
they cannot truly see the glory.
他们无法清楚地看见神的荣耀。
To glorify God is to reveal God for who He really is.
能够荣耀神是显出神他自己是谁。
There's a hymn that I often like to sing. I'm sure you'd like to sing it here too as well.
有一个我很喜欢的诗歌。
How deep the Father's love for us.
神的爱是如此的深，父的爱是如此的深。
How vast beyond all measure.
没办法衡量。
That He should give His only Son.
他给他的独生的子
to make a wretch his treasure.
为这些宝贝的东西却成为损坏了。
How great the pain of searing loss.
这些十分的这些无比的痛苦。
The father turns his face away.
父转脸不看他。
As wounds which mar the chosen one.
让他这个被拣选的受伤，
Bring many sons to glory.
让众子得到荣耀。
Only when God opens our eyes to see this,
除非我们让神开我们的眼睛，可以看见这一切。
We can and do ascribe.To God, the glory that He deserves.
我们无法述说神当得的荣耀。
Until now, Jesus had been telling His disciples to come follow me.
在这里，耶稣继续跟他们的门徒说：“你来跟从我。”
Now, this evening, He tells them they cannot go where He is going.
哦，在这以前，耶稣一直说。你要跟从我，但是今天晚上，耶稣如此说：“说我们去，我去的地方你没办法去。”
In a matter of few hours, he is going to suffer and die on the cross.
十一个小时之后，他要受难而死在十字架上。
We know that many people died on the cross.
许多人被钉在十字架上死掉。
Justly or unjustly, they were.Crucified for crimes.
不管是因为公义或者因为不公义，他们因着犯罪被钉在十字架上。
But the glory of Jesus' death by the cross.
神的耶稣基督的荣耀是借着十字架彰显出来。
Was for him alone.
只有他自己是这样子的。
That glory belonged to him alone.
这个荣耀是单单属于他。
Because he was the only sinless man to have walked the earth.
只有他，唯有耶稣基督他自己是一个无罪的人，行走在这个世界上。
He was the only Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
只有他那唯一的羔羊把人的罪挪去。
No other man in the history of mankind qualified for the glory of dying for others.
没有任何人在人的历史中间，没有任何人有这样的值得可以为别人去死。
Jesus was the only one who was worthy of this glory.
只有耶稣基督为人死可以担人的罪。
Indeed, Jesus, the disciples will suffer, and many of them will die.
这些门徒们，他们也受难，很多时候他们之后也受死。
But their death, their suffering, and their death is not the same glory.
他们的死和受难 is the same or not the same?
It's their death, their suffering, and their death. Is not the same glory as Jesus's.
他们的受难和受死与基督是不同的。
Then before Peter asks a question, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you."
从前，耶稣跟他们说：“我给你一个新命令，你要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。”
Couple of chapters later in John 15:13, Jesus will tell them, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends."
没有比这样更大的爱，就是为朋友舍命。
We all recognize that to die for somebody is a sign and an expression and a proof of somebody's love for another.
我们都认同为另外一个人舍去生命，就来证明他的爱。
But you know, in everyday life,
在我们人生的平常的生活的里面，
God doesn't ask us to die physically and literally.
不是每天神都让我们就是肉体中为别人死。
This laying down of life can look differently.
这个舍己可以在不同的角度来看。
It can look like giving up. It can be giving up my time for the sake of somebody else.
可以为别人花出时间帮助别人。
It can be giving up my comfort for the sake of somebody else.
可以为别人舍去我的舒适。
When this kind of love is expressed.
在这样的爱被表达出来的时候，
When we give up our time, our money, and our comforts for the sake of somebody else,
为别人，我们舍掉我们的时间、金钱或者我们的安逸。
When that's done out of love, most of the time, I think, not all the time, most of the time, people can recognize that.
在这样出于爱的行为大部分的时间别人会知道的。
This is opposed to the when we give up our time out of duty.
这不跟我们因为出于责任花时间是不同的。
Or when we give money so that somebody else can see me giving money.
或者是为了别人在别人面前显出自己的这个荣耀来彰显自己的表现来给钱。
Those of us who have experienced love from our parents,
我们在这里经历的从父母来的爱。
When we look back,
当我们回头看的时候，
We can count those times when our moms and our dads did something for us and made a sacrifice willingly and out of love for our sake.
我们可以看到那些我们的父母很愿意的为我们付出，来帮助我们。
And I'm sure there are times when we have observed in people doing things out of either duty or to look good.
我们也看到别人在做一些好事，出于责任，或者是让自己自己为自己的。
So to show love or to show sacrificial love to others.
显出爱，显出那个无私的爱。
I think the secret is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
这个秘诀在哥林多后书第八章那里。
Let me read from verses 1 to 5.
我来读第八章的第一节到第五节。
We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord.Begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意地捐助。我再三地求我们准他们这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想的，更照神的旨意。哦，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
There was a famine in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷那里经过饥荒。
During this time.
在这时候。
And the saints in Jerusalem fell on very hard times.
在耶路撒冷的圣徒经过很多的艰难。
And they made a collection of money to be brought to the Jerusalem church.
在那里就来找一些捐赠给那些在耶路撒冷教会的圣徒们。
And the brothers and sisters in the churches of Macedonia.
在马其顿的教会的圣徒们
gave money.
也捐赠了。
Some gave from their abundance.
有些是出于他们自己多余的。
Some gave from extreme poverty.
有些是出于自己的丰富，有些出于自己的极度的贫穷。
They.Remember the scene in the temple?
你记得在这个圣殿里的那个情景吗？
Jesus and the disciples are observing people putting money into the offering box.
那些耶稣跟他的门徒们一起看人把这个捐项放在这个奉献箱里。
They saw one man drop a bag of money.
有些人看到一个人放了一袋钱。
They probably dropped them when.
放了以前发出很大的声音。
And then a widow,
一个穷寡妇
dropped a couple of copper coins.
只放了两个小钱。
Ting.
只有小小的声音。
And Jesus said, she gave more than him.
这里说他比众人给的更多。
Giving money out of poverty.
从极穷的光景中还愿意乐捐。
Giving out of abundance.
在我们丰富的人的时候，我们还是乐捐。
I think even non-Christians can be motivated to give money even when they're poor.
在今世的圣徒里面，我们还可以被激励，在我们穷困的时候还可以乐捐。
The difference here is this.
在这里的不同是。
They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us.
更是照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
They gave themselves first to the Lord.
他把他们自己献给主，先献给主。
To give.
乐捐。
To love,
去爱
to sacrifice,
去奉献
because I can do it,
我可以这样做
as opposed to,
相反的是
Lord, I don't have the strength,
我没有力量
Lord, I don't have the love,
我没有爱
Lord, I don't have the money,
我也没有钱
but I give to you first.
把我先把我自己献给你。
Whatever I have, I give to you.
我所有的我都献给你。
You can do with what I offer what pleases you.
你可以把我献给你的，按照你的喜悦来用，来使用。
The Macedonian believers knew something of God's love in their hearts.
这个马其顿的圣徒让神的爱在他里面工作。
To show, to demonstrate, express the love of God and the glory of God in such a way.
让他们借着他们所行的显出神的爱和神的荣耀来。
The Macedonian believers were not looking around to see who's watching to give the money.
马其顿的圣徒不是看周围说谁奉献了多少钱。
They did not do for their glory.
他做不是为了自己的荣耀。
They did it for God's glory.
他为了是神的荣耀。
By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
接着你们彼此的相爱，别人可以知道你是我的门徒。
Those Macedonian brothers and sisters probably never met these brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
这些马其顿的圣徒可能从来没有遇见过在耶路撒冷的圣徒们。
But by this kind of love,
但是借着这样的爱
，people will see that they are disciples of the Lord.
他们显出神的荣耀来，是神的荣耀。
When Christians love one another,
当基督徒彼此相爱的时候
，it shows to the world that we are Jesus's disciples.
向这个世界的人中显出我们是神的门徒。
And when we show and prove to be Jesus's disciples,
我们显出我们是基督的门徒的时候
，the Father is glorified.
父神得到了荣耀。
By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
让显结出果子来，让父神得到荣耀。
To glorify God is to reveal God for who He is.
荣耀神是彰显出神他自己是谁。
To glorify God for us believers is to reveal Christ in us out.
在我们里面显出神的荣耀，能够荣耀神是让基督在我们里面彰显。
When brothers and sisters show and demonstrate love to one another,
当弟兄姊妹显出彼此相爱的心的时候
，God is glorified.
神他自己也得到了荣耀。
I think that sounds pretty straightforward. It sounds simple enough.
这是很直接的，也很容易理解的。
But is it possible?
这是可不可能呢？
Is it possible?
有没有这个可能性呢？
Is it true?
有没有这个真实性呢？
Does it happen?
是不是在我们中间真实的发生呢？
With man, many things are possible, impossible.
在人来说，很多事情都不太可能的。
But Jesus said, with God, all things are possible.
在神，凡事都能。
Peter thought that he loved the Lord very much.
彼得认为自己很爱主。
Lord, why can't I follow you now?
主啊，为什么我现在不能跟你去呢？
I will lay down my life for you.
我愿意为你舍命啊。
Will you lay down your life for me?
你愿意为我舍命吗？
Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times.
我实实在在地告诉你，鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
We know that it happened exactly as the Lord Jesus said.
我们知道，就像耶稣所预言的，这样事情发生了。
And when it happened exactly as the Lord Jesus said,
就像耶稣所讲的啊，这样发生了。
After Peter denied him the third time,
当彼得第三次不认他的时候
，swearing, cursing,
他在咒骂，他在诅咒。
I do not know this man of whom you speak.
我不知道你在所讲的。这个人是谁？
And immediately, the rooster crowed.
就在那时候，鸡叫了。
And Peter remembered what Jesus said.
彼得记得他的主所说的话。
The Bible says he broke down and wept.
他就痛哭。
I don't know where he went to cry.
我不知道他去哪里去哭了。
But as he was breaking down and weeping.
他完全的失控在哭的时候。
Peter began to die himself that night.
那天彼得他的自己的肉体在里面死了。
The man who was so confident of his love to the Lord.
他里面对自己是何等的有信心。
began to die that night.
那个人在他里面死去了。
Indeed, just as Jesus said, he suffered, he died on the cross, and he was buried.
他就像耶稣基督他所说的，他受难，他死在十字架上，他被埋葬。
And just as he said, he rose again.
就像他所说的一样，他复活了。
And he appeared to them.
他向他们显现。
For 40 days.
四十天之久。
And he had told them before he died.
在他这个去世以前
，Go to Galilee.
去加利利。
And I will meet you there.
我们在那里相遇。
So we know the story of what happened at the Sea of Galilee.
我们知道在加利利海边的故事。
Peter and some of the disciples went fishing.
彼得和他的其他的门徒去打鱼。
Jesus was on the shore, prepared breakfast for them.
耶稣在海边上为他们准备早餐。
And after breakfast,
他们吃完早餐之后
，Jesus began to restore Peter.
他就开始恢复彼得。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗
？Lord, you know I love you.
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
No, I love you.
主，我爱你。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗
？Lord, you know all things. You know I love you.
主啊，你知道，你知道所有的事情，你知道我爱你的。
At the end of that conversation,
在那个对话结束之后
，At the end of that restoration,
在那个彼得被重新恢复以后。
Jesus said this to Peter.
彼得，这耶稣如此向彼得说。
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted.
我实在告诉你，你在你年轻的时候，你自己随意，自己穿着自己的带子随意而走。
But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go.
但是当你老了之后，别人要绑着你，再带你去那你不愿意去的地方。
And John's commentary of that conversation.
在约翰如此的记载。
John said Jesus said this.To show by what kind of death that he, Peter, was to glorify God.
我再把那个刚刚读的那个圣经读一遍。我实在在告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说的话是指着彼得怎样死荣耀神说的。
And remember what Jesus had told Peter when Peter said, "I will lay down my life for you."
你记得彼得，当耶稣跟彼得说的时候，彼得说：“我愿意为你舍命。”
Or actually, when Peter asked him, "Where are you going?"
当彼得问耶稣说：“你去哪里？”的时候
，Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward.
你们我现在所去的地方，你们不能去，但是以后你要去。
Church tradition has it that Peter also was crucified.
在教会的历史的里面讲到彼得也同样的钉十字架了。
He was martyred.
他是成为受难者。
Under the Roman persecution, him and many other disciples were put to death.
在罗马的逼迫的里面，他和其他的很多的门徒都处死，被处死。
And I'm sure you know this story.
我想大家都知道这个故事。
The church tradition has it that when Peter was told that you're going to die on the cross,
当彼得被告诉得到这个消息，他要被钉十字架的时候
，Peter said, "I don't deserve to die the way the Lord died."
我不配像耶稣一样的方法被处死。
Please, I would like to.Be crucified upside down.
让我倒钉着十字架。
This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God.
这样显出他如何的死来荣耀神。
You know, by the end of Peter's life,
在耶稣在彼得生命结束之际
，much of Peter had been dead.
许多彼得里面的自己已经死了。
And much of Christ was alive in him.
许多更多的基督在他里面彰显。
You know, in Matthew and Mark's account of the conversation between the Lord and Peter.
在马太福音和马可福音讲到许多彼得跟耶稣之间的对话。
About Jesus' prediction of Peter's denial.
讲到耶稣预言。彼得要不认主。
In those two accounts, when Peter said to the Lord, "I will lay down my life for you,"
在两次同样的记载，我要为你舍命。
In Matthew and Mark's account, they say all the disciples said the same thing.
在马可福音和马太福音记载里面，所有的门徒都同样的这么说。
All the disciples said.I will lay down my life.
所有的门徒都说我要为你舍命。
The church tradition has it.
在教会的历史里面这样记载。
That all but John was martyred.
所有的门徒都舍命了，都成为殉难者。
God reserved John to write Revelation, of course.
除了约翰以外，让他存留下来写启示录。
But these fishermen,
这些渔夫们
these nobodies,
这些这个小人物
they glorified God,
他们显出神的荣耀来
in their life and in their testimony,
在他们的生命里面，在他们的见证里面。
Because when people observe these brothers and sisters and saints，
在别人观察这些弟兄姊妹、这些圣徒的时候
，die willingly，
他们愿意情愿舍命
，suffer willingly，
情愿受难受苦
，and with glory on their faces as they die。
在他脸上显出荣耀来，当他们死的时候。
We know that there are stories of people in the audience who watch this。
在那里面有兵丁，有在观看台上看他们的这群人。
They see the glory of God in His people。
他们从这些人的身中看到神的荣耀。
And many non-believers are attracted to the Lord because of their testimony。
很多没有信主的人归向了主，因为他们的见证。
Because they glorified God out of their life。
因为用他们的生命来荣耀神。
Because they glorified God through their in their bodies, just like Jesus did in His body。
就像耶稣在他的肉身中如何荣耀神一样，这些门徒们也同样的借着他们的肉身来荣耀神。
When a stranger walks in through this door。
当一个陌生人 ，who's a stranger? Sorry.
When a stranger.
Ah,、oh, okay, got it.
Comes into a Bible study.
当一个陌生人到一个查经班里面的时候
，Will they see the glory of God in the midst of the church?
他可以看到在这个聚会的里面神的荣耀吗？
Will they see the love of God reflected in the church?
看到这个在教会里面能够显出神的爱吗
？For me and my wife,
我跟我的太太
，It was the love among the brethren,
在那些弟兄的相爱的里面
，that we observed,
我们看见弟兄的爱
，that we sensed,
我们感觉到
，and experienced for ourselves,
我们经历到。
That kept us coming back.
一直让我们回到聚会的里面。
By the grace of God, eventually,
借着神的恩典
，the Lord opened our eyes.
神开了我们的眼睛。
And today we can give glory to God.
今天我们可以把荣耀归给他。
For who He really is.
他是借着他自己，真正他自己是谁
？It's not a figment of our imagination，
不是我们小头脑所能够这个想象的。
It's not something that we heard about the Lord，
不光是我们听见的关于主的事。
Unless we have experienced it，
除非我们自己亲身的经历。
Unless we have tasted and seen the glory of God，
我们自己看见也饱尝神的荣耀。
Unless we have tasted and seen the love of God for ourselves，
我们除非自己品尝神的爱。
The Holy Spirit works in us directly，
神的灵在我们里面工作。
But for 2,000 years，
接着2000年的时间
，God has been using the church，
神一直借着他的教会。
I don't know very many people who Jesus appeared to。
不晓得神如何的向你显现，就像保罗一样，他自己向保罗显现。神借着他的人，借着教会，借着2000年的时间，他继续用他的身体，直到他再来的时候，就彰显神的荣耀，让彰显荣耀给这些有限的人们。愿神给我们和每个人和这个教会足够的恩典，也在能够一起荣耀神。我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉着主的名来谢谢你。
For the eternal life that you have given us.
谢谢你给我们这个永远的生命。
For causing us to be born again.
让我们得到重生。
For opening our eyes to see you.
可以开我们的眼睛，能够看见你。
Because you opened our eyes to see, we can see your love, we can see your glory.
让我们也可以看见你的爱，看见你的荣耀。
May the love that we experience.
愿我们自己每个人经历的爱。
May the glory that we see.
让我们眼睛所看见的这些荣耀。
Be expressed and shown through us.
也能够借着我们能够彰显出来。
And through this church.
借着这个教会能够彰显出来。
All for the praise and the glory of your name alone.
都是为了让你得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。Amen.